Alright, what's going on, people? Welcome back to another episode of the Thoroughbred Talks. I am your host, Woozilly. You already know the drill. Got a lot to talk about today. Got some good, you know, gaming, reviews, movie reviews, things of that sort. But before we get on into that, I actually gotta find what episode that we on real quick. You think by now I would learn to just know? I don't. I really don't. But we on episode 26. Damn, we on the 26th episode. That's actually how old I am, 26. So that's actually kind of lit. I'm turning 27 this year. But before we get on into things, make sure you cop yourself some of that Woozilla merch. You dig what I'm saying? Show your support for your boy for the one time, for the one. And if you need to know where you can get said merch, it is teespring.com/Woozilla. I'm going to say it one more time because I don't think you hear me correctly the first time. That is teespring.com/Woozilla. You dig what I'm saying? There will be a link in the description box of the video version of this, as well as it'll be probably like the first link on like the Spotify and iTunes, things of that sort. So make sure you go ahead and cop yourself some of that merch. I'm working on some other designs, things like that, but make sure you know, cop yourself some of that merch because I do appreciate it. You dig what I'm saying? As well as, if you are listening to this podcast on our podcast, make sure you rate this thing 5 stars. Help me go up in the algorithm, bring in more listeners, and I will appreciate that. If you are watching the video version of this thing on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Woozilla, make sure you subscribe because we're hitting that 1K this year. And make sure you share out this podcast across all platforms. You dig what I'm saying? Same thing goes for Spotify. Y'all got all these apps. You listen to the podcast. Show your support. Tell a friend. Bring in more listeners. You dig what I'm saying? Now. Anything else I need to plug in? No, I think I'm good on all that. Now let's go ahead and just dive right in on into this thing. Now, so what you're gonna see on my panel right here, on this one right here, this is a new BR game called Naraka Bloodsport or Bloodsword, something like that. It is a fighting game battle royale that actually has interesting mechanics and things of that sort. Me, Ken, Kenny, and Rambo and I, we played this for like at least 7 or 8 hours straight, like in one day, because the game is just a lot of fun. It has an interesting take on like the battle royale genre, as well as like the controls and just how you play it. Not to mention, it also has this kind of uniqueness, and it takes from other battle royales, like things that are good. Such as it takes a 3-squad thing like from Apex, things like that, which is like a kind of a nice balance, because similar to Apex, players have abilities. You have a F ability, because I play on keyboard and mouse, which is like how they were designed this game to play. An F ability, which is kind of like your initial like attack, because I use like an attack character who like throws fire, another character goes invisible, one like brings up a sandstorm, so etc. etc. And then one has an ultimate. So that's very remnant of Apex. But as far as traversing the map, it reminds me a lot of like a Warframe. Because you slide, jump, you can do flips in the air, things of that sort. You also have a grappling hook. And if you get like the spindles, you can like, you know, basically grapple anywhere. You can hang, you can go from pole to pole, like roof to roof. The traversing in this map kind of add like a layer of like verticality to the game that is actually unheard of for a battle royale like that's out right now. The biggest issue that I do have with it though is that it can feel a little bit clunky at times, where I'll turn my camera one way and I'll click, you know, grapple hook, and my dude's still like running this way, but I'm like going that way, like I'm running left but he's going right. Kind of like if you remember like Bully, I'm doing that walkthrough on my channel. So you'll understand what I'm talking about. Like, similar to like a Bully, where wherever Jimmy's looking, that's where he's going to aim. So the camera could be looking to his right, but if he's looking to his left, you're going to be looking left when you go to aim in. It has remnants of that. It could be a little clunky and kind of annoying. But gameplay-wise, very, very interesting. So you could have up to about like 6 weapons in total. They all vary in rarity, you know, from common, rare, epic, and legendary, so on and so forth. There is a pistol, a musket, a cannon, like a flamethrower, a crossbow, and a bow and arrow for like your ranged weapons. As for like your melee, there's a katana, a greatsword, a a great sword, a long sword, and I'm missing something else. I'm missing a couple weapons, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. There's different range weapons and different melee weapons to either engage in combat from afar or get in up close and personal. That brings a level of depth to a game, because then you could have somebody at range pick people off, or have somebody go in with melees and just go crazy. It is pretty dope because each weapon has its own combos and heavy attacks, things of that sort. It's not just every attack does the same thing. No, if you like hold the mouse, well, you do like a charge attack, but you can like combo that charge attack into something else. As well as if you parry somebody's like heavy attack, they lose their weapon. Only reason I know this is because after going back on my footage and actually watching it, I noticed that was happening to me, because when I was streaming this game, I was having an issue of like getting parried without really paying attention, and I would lose my weapon. And that's basically what was happening to me. But along with that comes kind of an issue, because people already did kind of find like an exploit a little bit of like just spamming like the heavy attack with the greatsword and things like that, because it's like a big ass weapon. It has like a giant hitbox. Or I guess it'd be hitbox, whatever, so it could basically hit you anywhere as soon as they charge it up. And people were exploiting that. I mean, Rambo, Ken and I, Rambo, Kenny and I, we got beasted a couple times because people just spamming the heavy attack, and we could do literally nothing about it. That was very, very frustrating. There needs to be a cooldown or something on heavy attacks, that way people just don't spam it the whole time. That's kind of like one of the gameplay tweaks you need to work on, as well as like weapon balancing and things like that. Because if you have like a legendary greatsword, like epic greatsword, you basically win every fight, as well as like the longsword. Because the longsword, you don't even need to be near anybody for real. You can literally charge up and you shoot like a dash, like a blade dash at somebody, both vertically and horizontally, depending on which mouse button you press. So that's something that they're going to need to work on. Getting a kill in this game is very satisfying. You could actually grapple onto somebody and then swing on them. The game has like a lot of potential as far as like gameplay goes, pacing, the whole nine. Because the pacing of the game is pretty damn good. I wish the map was maybe a little bit smaller, or like the zone came in a little bit faster to kind of push the action. Because one thing that we started to run onto, like maybe the second game of the, like the second day of the beta, was people were playing it like how you would play like a war zone, where people are just hanging out on roofs or in corners and things like that and not getting in any action. Or like imagine playing like a ranked Apex, where nobody's really attacking, everybody's waiting for one fight to happen, and then that's when everybody named Mama pull up to like kind of clean up. Granted, that is the nature of the beast of a BR, but with a BR like this, where you have so much like maneuverability, things like that, you would imagine you would try to play it a little bit differently. But that was one of the issues I had with the game, was just like the melee spam. As far as like ranged weapons, they're not really that overpowered. You actually have to hit your shots, because there's no aim assist. So, you know, if you have a bow and arrow, you get like bonus like headshots, things like that. Because I almost forgot to mention, actually, they're like charms in the game. And these charms could like, you know, have you take less damage, deal more damage with headshots with bows. You know, a whole variety of things can happen with some of these charms, which is kind of cool. Like one charm even like silence your footsteps, so like you can't be heard, which is pretty cool, I cannot lie. But they're gonna need to balance those things out, because if I'm not mistaken, they stack too, so that could be kind of aids. But oh yeah, your weapons also, like both melee and range, have like a finite amount of like shots you could take, or like swings, essentially. So you need to basically repair your weapon. Now your melee weapons, if you like run out of like swings, they do a drastic amount of less damage. Like they don't do nearly as much damage until like you repair them. Your range weapons, you don't have any more ammo, so you can't shoot. That's pretty cool. And you find like a bunch of, like repair tools, like healing items and things like that. So actually like healing yourself and staying alive isn't the issue as far as like gathering health items, things like that. Like that is not going to be a big problem in this game. The biggest problem is just the melee spam. That's it. Cause you can literally spam like heavy attacks, because the greatsword has one where you basically run at people and you can do it. And then if you hold like the right analog stick, you basically go down, up, and then back down, and anybody in that little radius gets hit by it. They need to really tweak the hitboxes on this game, because sometimes you'll be right in front of somebody with the weapon and you'll swing, but it won't connect. Like you need to be directly on top of them, but it doesn't make sense. So the game's good. I had fun playing the beta. The beta actually ran incredibly well, which was surprising. I didn't run into too much lag. I think I had one game that was like a little laggy, but other than that, the game ran just like flawlessly. As far as like in game, the little loading screen area, similar to like how it is on like Fortnite, like a little hub area where people could just run around and goof off. That area was laggy as shit, as well as like when it showed like your team, or like if you, even if you like you won, it was, that stuff was very laggy. Because when I played with Ken, we got like I think three or four wins like in the beta, and it was fun. Like they were satisfying wins. That's one thing about this game that I did like. Every win was satisfying. Like there's nothing better than feeling like you earned a win, that you fought for a win. But the game just needs to feature a couple more things. Like there's not like a kill counter. Like you can't see how many kills you got. Basically have to like play by ear or like guess how many you have. The actual kill feed itself is small as hell. It's like in the far left corner, so you can't even see what's going on. Little things like that, like little UI fixes that they could add to fix the game, that way it is more appealing to the eye. As far as the audio goes, they need to add some type of noise, like when your teammate is like going down or taking damage or something like that. Kind of like how Fortnite and Apex has it. Hell, even Warzone has that, where like you're like the cracking sound. This game doesn't have that. It's just like your player just dies, or like your teammate just dies. You're like, oh shit, he's dead. Like they need to add something that way. You're like, you get like an audio cue, or like, okay, I need to pull up, I need to do something. But little walks of life and little fixes like that in this game, and this game will be fine. I'm actually in their Discord server, so you know, might throw this segment their way and be like, listen to me. But other than that, this game was fun. The customization of this game, as far as like your character goes, because there's like six or seven different like heroes. Like this game does take a lot from Apex. Only difference is you can customize your character as far as their skin color, hair, face paint, like makeup and things like that, tattoos, hairstyle, like charms that they can carry on them. And that's dope as shit. Another thing that this game has that a lot of these other BRs need to take note of. Apex, I'm looking at you because you're like the main one I can think about right now that has like weapon skins. Take notes from this game. Their weapon skins are incredible. From their legendary ones, like the yellow ones, which are gorgeous, to the purple ones, which are dope, and even like the basic like blue ones, like the colorways are like very appealing. So really need to work on that as far as that goes. This game does feature microtransactions, or it will feature microtransactions, you know, stuff like that. It had like a battle pass already like set and ready to go. They actually had a questionnaire that asks you like a bunch of questions, like would you pay for DLC? Fuck no. It's make this game free to play, so I ain't gotta pay for no DLC. Would you pay for loot boxes? No. There shouldn't be no loot boxes in the goddamn battle royale. Keep those out of here. Things of that sort. Like they actually like a whole questionnaire about like different things that you like, didn't like, what they should add, what they shouldn't add, which was kind of cool. One thing that I wasn't too big of a fan of, though. Now this is just probably me nitpicking just a wee bit. I don't even really say it's really nitpicking, but the storm, there's no like, I don't really know how to like, so okay, so like both, like in most battle royales you have an idea how much damage the storm is going to do to you based off how many people are in the lobby. This game, we had no idea. Like it did like consistent damage all the way through, which was a metric fuck ton, by the way. So that wasn't the business. As well as this game has like a zone within a zone, and if you are in that zone, random like fireballs will drop onto you and kill you. Like they will one shot you. That's not fun. I have to worry about one zone, I need to worry about another one. And that zone within the zone is actually in the area where the actual circle is not closing in. So you'll run towards like, you know, the safe zone, but then that little death zone, that's what I'm gonna call it, will be directly in front of you. So you have to run all the way around, potentially going into the ring to where you can get beasted. Not a good idea. Get that up out of here. Graphically, the game did look pretty good. I was playing this thing, I think, like at high, and it was pretty damn cool. The ring itself is actually a giant snake. If you look up into the air, you'll actually like see like a snake head. And if you look at the zone itself in like this video, in my video or whatever, you actually see like scales and whatnot. So I thought that was pretty cool. This game is very unique and has a lot of potential. They just can't screw this up or be consumed with greed and do something stupid that these other battle royales are not doing. So don't try to go out the way and be so damn different or be so greedy to where people don't even play this game when you know, your game have potential to actually, you know, keep people busy. There was a rumor that they were going to charge $60 for this game. I'm not paying $60 for it. I'm just not. When there are like literally six battle royales that are free to play that I can play instead of this. Apex being number one, Warzone being another one, Fortnite being another one. I think H1Z1 is free to play now. I already have PUBG. Like, I have other battle royales in, what, three or like four, like the five that I mentioned are free to play. So I'm not going to pay $60 when I can go play any one of those other battle royales. Like, no. The most I'd probably pay for this dead ass would be like $20, $25 in that region. Because if you're already going to feature like potentially loot boxes, but I pray to God they don't, then I'm not really inclined to buy this game, because then, you know, I'm going to feel some certain type of way with all that. You know, where you got me paying $20 for this game with only one game mode, because it at the end of the day is still like just a battle royale. Like, it's just a basic battle royale. I'm not paying $60 like for just one game mode, essentially. Like, nah, fam, I'm good on all that. I'm very good. But yeah, game has potential and I do like it. Another thing that I need to talk about today. Oh, well, that's Naraka. Next up, Apex Legends Season 9 is apparently dropping, I think, next Tuesday. Let me see. Yeah, I think it's next. It has to be next Tuesday, because next Tuesday is the 4th. So, yeah. So, Season 9 is dropping. Keep featuring another character, Valkyrie. Not gonna lie, she looks mad annoying. And I'm not gonna say broken, but just AIDS. Because she can fly in the air. She could also take her team to fly in the air. And I already see the comp, a potential comp of a Horizon, Valkyrie, and Fuse. That's going to be AIDS. But she looks kind of cool. At least her character design does. The triple take is going to be vaulted. But the Peacekeeper is about to be going back down to ground loot. So, yay. Fuck, I'm missing something. Oh, it features a new game mode now, too. It's called Arena. So it's basically kind of like how Rogue Company is, where you basically spawn like your team versus another team and you basically go at it, and it's best of like four or like best of seven. No, it's best of four, but it's first person to reach like three wins or some shit like that, and you have to win by two, which is pretty cool. So there's that, and also you get like a certain amount of loot, things of that sort. And a thing that makes it interesting is if you die in the game, there is no respawn beacon. It's just up for you. Now, can you be picked up? Yes, but you can't be fully, like, revived. Like, if you're dead. So, I thought that was pretty damn dope. Another one was in between each round, your loot basically restarts, so you don't get to keep it. And the more that the match progresses, then the more rare, like the blue boxes that actually drop in the game, become. So I'm looking forward to it. I am definitely looking forward to playing that thing. I cannot lie to you. But no, it's Apex. New map, new game mode, that whole thing. They actually tease like another game mode that I'm thinking is gonna be, or like a new in-game game mode, kind of like how it was like with the Bloodhound thing. Something like some infected type thing. I thought that was kind of, you know, it's whatever for real. Blah, 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 blah. Any other gaming news that I could think of? Hold on, that I could think of right now? No. Oh, I did have one more. I knew I had more. I tried to limit it down to like fucking four at least, because I didn't want to do too much. Titanfall. Apparently, I seen this article, I forgot who it was by, I think it was like by PC Gamer. Titanfall 2 has seen like a increase of players by 650%. I love it, because I got back into playing Titanfall 2 and the game still plays like magnificently. As far as, you know, just movement, gun on gun engagement, things like that. Graphically, it still looks amazing. It runs great. I don't have no problems with it. And I think because of just like the surge of like how many people are playing Apex, as well as the more Apex dives into like the Titanfall lore, is just making people want to go back to playing it. Because I have no problem finding matches in Titanfall, like zero. It's just a great game. So I suggest you get on Titanfall, because I'm gonna be on that hoe a lot. Now, I'm gonna say this once. I'm not gonna say this once, but I'm saying it now. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Alright. And one more time, in case you can't hear. Spoiler alert. S-P-O-I-L-E-R-A-L-E-R-T. Spoiler alert. We're talking about Mortal Kombat. So if you don't want to hear about the movie, if you haven't seen it yet, I'm going to say skip about 15 minutes into this podcast, okay? And yeah. So I watched Mortal Kombat movie, and I got to say the movie was ass. Was it completely and totally trash? I don't want to call it trash. That seems a little too harsh. Because I've seen trash game movies. And I've seen trash nerd movies. Dragon Ball Evolution. The Last Airbender. It wasn't on that level of trash. Those are up here in the trash hierarchy of things. But the movie wasn't good. I'm going to leave it like that. It just wasn't good. It wasn't my cup of tea. It wasn't for me. Some people liked it. A lot of people didn't like it. I'm gonna say it was like half and half. A lot of people liked it. A lot of people didn't like it. It's like cut down the middle. Because the movie does have potential. You dig what I'm saying? The casting could have been done a little bit better. But for me, it didn't stick or do enough with the lore of Mortal Kombat, considering how much source material that the franchise has. It featured a new character, Cole, who was just a watching punching bag, who's ability was literally plot armor. Sonya was cool. She was alright, I'm not gonna lie. Kano backpacked the movie. He was a comedic relief the entire time. Liu Kang and Kung Lao didn't get enough shine in the movie. Reptile was garbage. You know what? Let's just go ahead and dive into this thing. So the movie starts off with you learning about Cole, who, you know, is the chosen one, who literally gets beat the fuck up the entire movie. He meets Jax at first. Dig what I'm saying? I actually like who they had cast for Jax. I'm not gonna lie, I did like him. But the problem was two things. Cole was a walking punching bag. He met Jax, and Jax was, you know, who he was. And then he ran to Sub-Zero, caught that fade, and lost his arms. Personally, I'm not a fan of Sub-Zero making Jax lose his arms. I like, you know, the Mortal Kombat, what was it, 9, where Ermac took his shit. I thought that was cooler. Whatever. You know, I could look past that. Another thing I didn't like about the movie was the whole Sub-Zero thing. He was like the main like antagonist in the entire movie. He was a beast, don't get me wrong, he was a beast. If you've seen Sub pull up, you know it was rat for you. Love that part, because I love Sub-Zero. He's my favorite character. My only issue is with the whole Sub-Zero thing is he seemed so like ominous. That's like the word I'm looking for in comparison. I'm not trying to say like he's outgoing or flamboyant, but I mean, he kind of like has like that OG vibe to him, where he kind of felt like a badass, like a sub boss to Shang Tsung. You feel what I'm saying? That's what he reminded me of. Like, he seemed like a dope ass sub boss to Shang Tsung's like main villain type shit. And I actually like who they had cast for Shang Tsung, by the way, too. I liked him. But so you basically meet Jax. Jax gets beasted. Cole then meets Sonya or whatever, who has Kano locked up, and Kano's doing what Kano does, and that's talking his shit. I love that part. That was cool. But then, you know, they send Reptile after him, and then Reptile's an actual freaking reptile. Not a ninja, but he's like a Komodo dragon who can't even fight for real. I didn't like that at all. Then he gets beasted by Kano and Sonya. And by the way, can we talk about some of the cinematography in this movie that was just so unnecessary? There's literally a scene in the movie where they're fighting Reptile, right? And Cole grabs a knife. Or Cole grabs, who was it? Like Kano's knife or whatever. And Sonya's like, toss me the knife. And she jumps in the air. And you see Sonya horizontally in the air going towards Reptile for whatever reason. And the camera cuts, and then she's standing up and just stabs him. Horrible cinematography. Like, that literally blew me. Because, like, you see her jump, spin for whatever reason, like, epicness. And then the next scene, you see her like just jumping, huh, and stab. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? That's ass. So they got Reptile up out of there, like, quick, fast, in a hurry, which stunk, because he's an actual ninja. Like, y'all could do so much more with Reptile. And people try to bring up the, what was it, the early 90s, early 2000s Reptile. I didn't like that one either, so don't even bring that one up. That was stupid, too. They do my boy Reptile wrong. But whatever. Like, but so they then go to find, you know, Raiden. Of which, by the way, Raiden was bad. He was just there to be there. He wasn't no badass thunder god like you thought he would be. But I'm going to get to that later. So they end up meeting Liu Kang. And Liu Kang is kind of cool. I mean, his character casting was dope. But I feel like he need to put on some more weight, personally. Now, this is me nitpicking a little bit. But I'm just saying, we all see Liu Kang. Liu Kang got them muscles. Not the muscles, but the muscles. You feel what I'm saying? You got to put the K in there. Because he that strong. You hear me? I mean, the Liu Kang from the 90s was, you know, Liu Kang believable. This dude was, like, damn near my size a little bit. Like, I had grievances with how he looked. But he still was kind of cool and smooth and laid back. Same thing with Kung Lao. Like, them as, like, the characters themselves was cool. Like, they was dope, laid back, you know what I'm saying? They spit, like, that OG knowledge type thing. That, I will not argue, they did their thing as some characters. I just think their character models, like, how they look could have been better. Because, I mean, come on now. Liu Kang and Kung Lao, they got some gains with them. You dig what I'm saying? They got some gains with them. They could have did that better. But the whole time, they're basically talking about how, you know, they got their powers and things like that, how they're supposed to get theirs, which is kind of stupid. It seems so Dragon Ball-esque, like you have to go through pain or something so life-changing, or you have to want it bad enough. Like, come on, dog. Let's be real here. Sonya, fucking, from like the video game shit like that, Tech. Jax, Tech. Kano, Tech. Why is it that Kano gets into an argument with Kung Lao and he all of a sudden can shoot a laser out of his eye? Why is it that Jax basically gets put under so much stress that his little bony, like, little exoskeleton thing then turns into giant arms? Sonya didn't even go through nothing truly traumatic for real. She ends up going through like a portal or something like that. And then you just basically see that she shoots freaking lasers out of her hands. Like, what are y'all doing? And I didn't even get to the Shang Tsung part. Side note, Melina. I'm not gonna lie, the Melina actress was dope. I actually liked her. Because when you actually seen her like fight for real, they actually did her right with like with the transportation and things like that. Like the mouth, like it was actually dope. She actually does open her mouth and you see like the Tarkatan teeth. So, that, good job with that one. But you see Shang Tsung, and you see, like, I'm not gonna lie, if y'all ever seen the Deadpool movie, remember that scene where they basically go, like, to the X-Men school, and then Deadpool makes that smart-ass joke, like, wow, it's only two, or, like, what, four of you here? It's almost like the directors couldn't afford for any other X-Men. It literally looked like that, because, you know, Shang Tsung, you know, aside from who was a Shao Kahn base, like runs the underworld or underworld, like Netherrealm, whatever the fuck it is. I think it's underworld. I don't remember the exact name right now. But you know, you see like Melina, Sub, some dude with the hammer, I forgot his name, and then Shang Tsung. Like you see like the four of them, and then some harpy woman. So like, so where's this army at? And the whole thing is called Mortal Kombat. Where is this tournament at? Because basically, Shang Tsung pulls up, like, at the temple, like, where our heroes are training at to, you know, unlock their hitting abilities and things like that. Meanwhile, Cole's still being a walking punching bag and getting beat the fuck up the whole time, in case you ain't keep up. They pull up just so nonchalantly, and Shang Tsung's like, yeah, I'm about to take over this, you know, this realm. Y'all can't stop me for real. And then Raiden appears and puts up some barrier. I'm telling you, you see Raiden probably like a total of like 7 or 8 times in this movie, and he does nothing of really of any like substance. Nothing. He don't look like no Elder God. He ain't got no Elder God drip swag, you know, type of presence, like on screen presence, none of that. He's just there. Wasn't a fan of Raiden in the slightest, G. But they end up knocking down the barrier because, you know, Kano, you know, is a villain after all. He runs to Cabal, and then Cabal's like, yeah, join our side, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, that whole thing happens. The fight breaks out, and then here's what pisses me off about this, right? So if you played Mortal Kombat 9, then you know Shao Kahn kills Kung Lao, because Kung Lao is supposed to, or technically won in the tournament. You know, he beat like the final fighter, but then Shao Kahn was hating and kills him, right? Right? This time, Shang Tsung does it, and it is so stupid. Because Raiden comes down from the heavens, you dig what I'm saying, while everybody's fighting, and basically is trying to help his team escape. Right? While he's doing that, right, Cole leaves, meets up with his family, kills Goro, by the way. In case y'all didn't know, kills Goro. A punching bag kills Goro. So stupid. His ability is literally plot armor, because he's getting his ass kicked by Goro, may I mind you. And all of a sudden, his family's in danger, because he puts his family in danger by going back home, because he's like, I can't do this, you know, self-pity, that whole thing. And Raiden sends him back home. Family almost gets killed. All of a sudden, he grows armor and has a talon on his left arm, and then like a damn bow stick on his right arm, and has armor. And keep this in mind, the whole time in the movie, he's getting punched in the face. Like, the whole time he's getting punched in the face. But it's just armor. Like, body armor. No legs, no nothing. Just body armor. But he comes back, right, to help the squad, because, you know, I discovered my ability. Raiden comes down, it's like, oh, we gotta go formulate a plan. Raiden drops down and is trying to transport his entire squad out of the temple, because now it's been, you know, position's been corrupted. Tell me why Kung Lao ran his ones with the harpy woman, fatality'd her ass, which was dope. But I'm not gonna lie, them saying fatality or flawless victory was cringy as shit. But the fatality or whatever that he did was actually from like the games. Like, they did have like a lot of video game references to in this movie that I could appreciate. I'm not gonna say that whole thing. I could appreciate some parts. But then Shang Tsung like pulls him over and then basically takes his soul from him, right? But here's why this is stupid. So while Raiden is trying to transport everybody, right, he does like his little move and everybody's like disappearing, right? Cole's there. And he's getting ready to do something. I forgot what he's getting ready to do. Oh no, he's getting ready to be transported out. But then I think it was like Kano or somebody, or like, oh, Sub-Zero threw a damn ice ball at him and knocks him like out of like the little transportation, like little thunder strike or lightning strike, right? When Kung Lao's getting drug up, Liu Kang's fighting Cabal, finally gets a two-piece on him, is able like to go, because, you know, Kano, Kung Lao's like, help or some shit like that. And then, instead of, you know, Liu Kang throwing a fireball, kicking Shang Tsung, anything, he basically watches as Kung Lao's soul gets taken from him. So Kung Lao dies in this movie. Already. And we don't get much character development or much too much from them. Like, they literally got maybe all like 15 to 10 to 15 minutes in this movie, and they did their thing, those 10 to 15 minutes, but they could have got or should have had so much more. This movie should have been done without Cole, if I'm being completely honest. Cole is ass. The worst protagonist I've seen in a movie in a long time. Because he was just so unnecessary. He just spent half the time getting punched in the face the entire movie. Nobody wants to see that. Like, you're the chosen one, but you are chosen to not have hands. You chose to not have hands. Get out of my face, bro. So, after that, they transport, have a plan. Plan gets executed. They win. End of movie, or so we think. Because then at the end of the movie, you see basically like the Johnny Cage thing and You've Been Caged poster, and it's supposed to be a setup for like the second movie. Overall, this movie was butt. Like I said, there was just so much stuff that was just done wrong. It didn't make no sense. There was no actual tournament. And if this was supposed to be a precursor to the tournament, it could have been done better. I understand why Kung Lao had to die. Literally everybody in this movie dies, because Kano gets a damn gnome shoved through his eye by Sonya. Sonya catches two bodies, because she kills Melina too. She literally shoots Melina like with a little pulse gun thing that she got her power from, and put a hole in Melina's stomach. So she literally caught two bodies in the movie. And then Sub-Zero gets beasted by Scorpion, which was kind of cool. But the costumes that Sub-Zero and Scorpion had were butt, because they were baggy as hell. It was like watching a damn 90s cosplayer fight. Stuff was butt. It could have been done so much better, but that's my review of Mortal Kombat. If you want to watch it, go ahead. The action was okay at best. Wasn't the best. Some of the special effects were pretty dope. But overall, if I had to rate this movie, I'm just going to say that I'm happy that I got to watch this on HBO Max. I'm just gonna leave it like that. Save you money. Just save you money. This movie could have just been done better. Yeah, that's all I got. We talked about King Kong versus Godzilla. I think already Godzilla, my boy, put in that work. Apparently, there's a rumor going around that they're working on that they might be doing like a second one called like the Son of Kong. So King Kong, I hear clapping cheeks. Congrats to my boy. So yeah. As for any anime news, the new Demon Slayer movie dropped. People have seen it. They said that it's amazing. It's one of the best anime movies that they've seen in a while. I haven't seen it yet, but I plan on it. I actually think I've caught up on all the Demon Slayer as far as like the anime goes. So I actually just need to watch the movie, then I'm done. Ooh, excuse me. But other than that, that's pretty much all I got for anime. As for comics or anything, oh, this is kind of just one like little sidebar. I'm not gonna lie to you, I've kind of like exited out of the whole who would win type thing. I like talking about hypotheticals. You know, it'd be kind of cool if, you know, I don't know. Fuck it, I'll use like an episode that I like. If like Spawn and Kratos fought, like on some death battle type shit, right? One thing I don't like personally is how up in arms or how assed up some of these damn nerds be getting about fictional characters fighting. I think that it is so stupid. Because people will really be insulting each other, calling the people out their names over fictional characters. I'm going to tell you why that I'm so checked out of this. Like, I like to enjoy it, and I like to at least think about the two sides or hear both sides, right? This is why arguing who would win is so stupid.
If the writer writes that character in, he can write if they win or lose.
See how easy that is? So if I write Spider-Man versus the Hulk, because, you know, the Hulk is my favorite superhero next to Spider-Man and Black Panther, I can write the Hulk to decimate Spider-Man. Same thing vice versa. I can write a comic where Spider-Man decimates the Hulk. If I want to write the Hulk to fight Superman, I can write the Hulk where he fights Superman. And then this whole argument of, well, that's not canon, this is not canon, this is, bro, it's art. Just enjoy it and shut the fuck up. Just enjoy it. People get so caught up on, oh, he beat his ass, oh, he do this. Like, I think it's so stupid that y'all be getting full-fledged arguments. Not even, like, I think they'd win because it's, like, on some debate type shit. But no, full-fledged arguments. No, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. When this episode of this comic book issue 198-2, he says, and I quote, this and third, he implied that. Shut up. Like, it's not that deep, dude. Because if the canon author, fuck it, since y'all like to use canon so much, if the canon author decided, hey, I want Batman to just lose every fight all of a sudden, or to fight against the Joker and the Joker just says, F it, I'm killing him. Right? Hypothetically. Guess what? The Joker kills Batman. Hell, if it was like, you know, The Flash said, F it, I'm going to just erase everybody from the DC universe because I'm just so sick of Batman and his inability to go see therapy. I'm just going to kill everybody. And he does that. Guess what? He kills everybody. The matter of who wins is done by who writes it. That's it. It's not that difficult. So I don't understand why y'all be getting so assed up over it. It just seems so unnecessary and like wasted energy. But that's all I got for that. As for like the life section of the podcast, I actually don't have too much except for just protect your energy, protect your light. Don't give into a negative shit. If you don't like something, don't watch it. Don't listen to it. Ignore it. It's not that hard. One thing I don't understand is that I actually thought about recently is why do people feel the need to announce when they're not fucking with something or not, or when they don't support something? This is what I mean by that. For instance, say that Biggie, right? I'll use Biggie as an example. Biggie says some wild shit or does some wild shit that I just don't fuck with, right? Like on a moral level, right? That I just don't rock with. I'm not going to announce on his Instagram, Twitter, wherever that he posted it, right, that I don't fuck with you no more. I'm not gonna do that shit. Cause you know why? He doesn't care. You just want that attention from that person, that content creator that says, oh no, why would you leave? Don't leave, please. Blah, 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 blah. They don't care. Like, you just want validation. You just want to be seen. That way they could be like, yeah, well, I don't fuck with you because of this. They don't care. It's like when people like post like their political views on something, and they're like, I can't fuck with you because of this. Just don't fuck with them no more. It's like when, like, the funny thing is like when a content creator who's like, you know, who doesn't really get involved with politics or something like that too much, but say, you know, say some wild shit, you know, like Black Lives Matter, for instance. You know, I'm a supporter of Black Lives Matter because I'm black and I have black family members and black friends, so on and so forth. I have black babies. So, you know, being a living, walking, breathing target is, you know, kind of daunting for me. So I had to basically, you know, be on my P's and Q's at all the time. I can't relax because, you know, that's a whole topic in of itself. I actually talked about that on a previous podcast already. But say that, you know, big, like a content creator says, you know, Black Lives Matter, all lives came after Black Lives Matter, etc. Like, you know, somebody like a content creator like a Shroud says some shit like that, right? Somebody will literally like, you need to stick to game, you know what you're talking about. It was more than it wasn't that serious, blah 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 blah. You know, I'm not following you. I come here to escape from all that, blase blah. And it's like, dude, you could have kept all that that energy to yourself. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Go watch the old shit that puts you at a simpler time. Hell, catch a stream when he's not talking about it. There's a bunch of options. Go find somebody else who doesn't talk about, you know, social issues, things like that. There's a variety of things that you could do that you just choose to not do because you feel entitled, which we're going to talk about in a whole different podcast because entitlement is a fucking plague all of a sudden. But shit like that, you dig what I'm saying? Like, I think that stuff is just baffling to me. Where it's just like, I'm just not going to support you because you're doing something that I don't like. And don't support me. Just don't watch. You ain't got to announce it. We don't care. We're going to keep moving this way, getting this money, doing what we got to do. Like, what are you talking about? Like, stuff like that be really blowing me for real. How people just feel like they got to announce their departure from your life. Bye! Get up out of here. But that's all I got for this podcast, people. I hope y'all enjoyed this. Make sure that you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts. Rate the things 5 stars. Helps, you know, grow the podcast, bring in more listeners, help me go up an algorithm. I will appreciate that. As well as you're watching this on the YouTube version, or you're watching the YouTube version of this, make sure that you leave a like, comment, and subscribe. We're hitting 1K this year. You dig what I'm saying? And if you listen to this on Spotify, share it on all platforms because I know you got them. And if you want to post a clip of this on TikTok, go ahead, just tag me in that thing. That being said, folks, I love y'all. I'm going to holler at y'all on the next episode, and I'm out. Peace.